Okay, that's two rounds of the British Sprint Enduro finished. It's been cold. It's quite enjoyable, though. Good crowd, plenty of riders. Top three were Jew with the top three.
Night one won the overall and the elite, with Sager coming in second and Jordan Rose slipping down to third by the end of the day. But a good ride from all of them. So Knight just, as you'd expect, pushed his way to the front. Special mention on to Tom Church, who recorded a fifth. Tom just seems to fit in quite well into it, enduro and sprint style racing, to transfer from motocross last year into sprint racing and record a fifth in this kind of class is really impressive. A great track today, just quite so close, and to see all the top enduro riders in a small space of time. Normally a special test is a grassy track or whatever. This is more like a really long forest section that you get to see just how fast they can do it and how fast they're going with really, really close trees.
McCanny brothers as well. One went in the under-19s, one went in the under-23s. Definitely a big future for those two.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think one of the things with the Sprint Enduro, you just see how much up-and-coming talent there is. And this is just the type of thing to encourage them. It gives them tests to see how fast they are against each other. It's like extended special test training, realistically. And there are an awful lot of British riders coming through, the young riders, which will take the places of the likes of Knight and Sager when they move on.
Shame Blaserick and Aubert didn't ride today, but better safe than sorry, I suppose.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they're not going to be competing in the whole series, so there's no point in them taking too many risks on it. At the end of the day, it's team orders. If the team don't want them to ride and concentrate on something else, that's fair enough. I think an awful lot of people will be disappointed, because I certainly, not having come yesterday and seen the results at Aubert, was tussling with Lazuziak, I wanted to see them ride. We could see them in the car park and chat to them in the pits. I don't really want to see that. I wanted to see how fast they ride and whatever. But there you go. I think I missed my chance to see them in the UK this year, which is a bit of a shame.
Nigel just stepping up in that last two races, really, and showed pretty much that he's still in dominant form.
Yeah, I think Knight's just like that. I think Knight is really deceptive to watch, because he doesn't seem to be trying too hard, and like some of the riders seem to be flinging it around. Knight just looks consistent, and when he needs to, he just steps it up. I think he rides as fast as he needs to win, and no faster, which seems to be a sensible thing to do. It doesn't matter if you're 10 seconds ahead or 20 seconds or half an hour ahead. As long as you're ahead, that's how you win the races.
Next up for us is the British Supercross next week, and Mantova. Busy weekend for us.
Yeah, don't think I'm going to get over to the Mantova, so I'm going to have to rely on watching it online or catching up with it on the Moto website. Quick plug, obviously, corporate deal there. Of course, if somebody wants to pay for me to go to Mantova, I will happily go. Otherwise, it's watching it on the web like the rest of us.
Cool. Well, we'll see you at the Supercross then.
Yeah, though that's a week's time, and we'll have to see who can actually come out on top of that one.
Yeah. See you next week.